Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, December 23rd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. Leading off today, some new data from Strategy Analytics offers additional details on the continued growth of the 5G iPhone lineup, as well as the HomePod Mini. As for the HomePod Mini, Strategy Analytics says that the gap between the top five and the rest of the market continued to expand, but that Apple is seeing a surge in sales thanks to the more affordable HomePod Mini. According to the data, Apple shipped 4 million HomePod units during the third quarter of 2021, giving it a 5.1% market share of the smart speaker industry. This is up from the 2.1 million units the company shipped in the same quarter last year, making for a 92% increase year over year. And of course, because the original full-size HomePod has been discontinued, this jump is entirely attributable to the more affordable and smaller HomePod Mini. Meanwhile, for the smartphone industry, the latest Strategy Analytics data shows that Apple accounted for roughly a quarter of all 5G smartphone shipments in Q3. These sales are, of course, driven by the 5G-capable iPhone 12 and the newest iPhone 13 lineup. In other news today, a new supply chain report is backing up claims that the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max will feature a new hole-punch camera design. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo was first to suggest this change earlier this year, and multiple supply chain reports have backed him up since then. Notably, today's report says that LG will be supplying some of the display panels for the iPhone 14. This will mark the first time that LG has supplied OLED panels to Apple, which are usually supplied by Samsung Display. But of course, Apple and LG have a long history working together, as LG has made LCD displays for earlier generations of iPhone. Today's report says that LG will supply the OLED panels used with the punch hole display technology, where there is a hole at the top side of the panel for the front camera. Again, the hole punch design is only expected to be used on the higher-end iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max, with the other models retaining the classic notch design instead. We are sponsored by A-Logic. To celebrate the launch of A-Logic's new Blaze dock and hub, we are teaming up with the company to give away Apple's latest M1 MacBook Pro to one lucky listener. A-Logic's new Blaze dock features three USB-C and Thunderbolt ports for exceptionally fast data transfer speeds, as well as three USB-A ports at 100 gigabits and one USB-A port for mobile device charging. There's also gigabit Ethernet and headphone microphone connections and an SD card 4.0 reader. Meanwhile, the Blaze Hub is one of the most compact and powerful Thunderbolt 4 docks on the market. Just like the Blaze dock, it's built with three USB-C and Thunderbolt downstream ports for breakneck data transfer. You can hit the link in the show notes below for details on how to enter to win the latest M1 MacBook Pro, and details on how to get 10% off the new A-Logic Blaze Hub and Dock with code A-Logic10. Rounding out today, Apple is closing a number of retail stores in the U.S. and Canada due to continued spread of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. This week, the company has closed at least 7 more retail stores, and that number is likely to continue to grow in the coming weeks. Bloomberg reports that since Tuesday, Apple has closed 7 stores across the U.S. due to positive cases of COVID-19 among its employees. The stores that have been closed in the United States are located in Miami, Palm Beach, Atlanta, Houston, Ohio, and New Hampshire. The report also sheds some interesting detail on Apple's policies for when a retail store is required to close. According to the company, a retail store should be closed when about 10% of its staff members test positive for COVID-19. So this means that all of these retail stores are being closed because of positive cases among employees, not because of COVID-19 conditions in those local areas. In a statement, Apple explained that it is constantly monitoring the COVID-19 situation to ensure that customers and employees are safe. It said, quote, "We remain committed to a comprehensive approach for our teams that combines regular testing with daily health checks, employee and customer masking, deep cleaning, and paid sick leave," end quote. So with this in mind, we can expect Apple stores to continue to open and close based on COVID-19 cases among employees and local conditions over the coming weeks. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. We will be off tomorrow, but we'll be back next week for more Apple news. In the meantime, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back next week for more 9to5 Mac Daily.